Good evening, Audio Boomerians. I hope you're all doing well. I have certainly had an interesting weekend, to say the least. It's actually been a comedy of errors, pretty much from start to finish. So I thought I would while away some time by coming on Audio Boo and entertaining you with the tale of the goings-on that have been taking place here in Kertibach over this past couple of days. First of all, I received a grocery delivery yesterday, and the gent who delivered my groceries did not take off his shoes. So after he left, I discovered that I had a rather nastily muddified floor, and I decided that it needed a good washing. So I unpacked my groceries first, and encountered a few problems, such as some dry goods being packed with my frozen things, and the condensation from my frozen things having kind of leaked onto my dry goods and slightly soggifying them. It was all salvageable, so it all worked out in the end. So yes, I unpacked my groceries. Then I went into the bathroom to get a bucket and some Mr. Clean to wash the floor. Well, I filled the bucket with hot water and added the Mr. Clean, and then I went to put the bucket down, and stupid me! Goodness gracious, good gravy, I swear, some people are congenital idiots, and I'm one of them. My arm shot out and knocked the bottle of Mr. Clean, which was still open, off the counter in the bathroom and onto the floor. Well, didn't Mr. Clean go all over my nice, newly, freshly washed bathroom floor that I had washed the day before? And it rolled out the door onto the parquet flooring in the hall. Oh my word, that was one hell of a mess to clean up. I must have spent an hour wiping up Mr. Clean and then scrubbing the crap out of both my bathroom floor and hallway floor. So that will teach me next time to pour the Mr. Clean in the bathtub, so that if I accidentally knock anything over, it'll fall in the bathtub and go down the drain. Some people never learn. Oh, well, at least I can laugh at myself. I figure if you can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at? If you can't laugh at yourself, you'll cry. Although, I must say, I was cursing and swearing like a sailor yesterday when all this happened. It was not pleasant, and I'm glad nobody else was here to hear me. So then I still needed to wash the hallway floor out near my door, my apartment door, and I had to do that, and then rinse it off. So all told, I must have spent an hour and a half washing floors yesterday. Now, I have a funny story to tell you. I probably shouldn't be saying this on Audio Boom, but I think it's quite amusing, so I'm going to. When my brother and I were young, my parents had this euphemism for getting together and feeling all right, shall we say. They would say to my brother and I, you guys need to go outside for a while because we have to wash the floor. Well, of course, they weren't really washing the floor. They were getting up to Dickens. And at that point, I was pretty much old enough to know it. But sometimes we still joke about that euphemism, so I called up my mom last night, or no, actually, she called me. And so I said yesterday, I had to spend half my afternoon washing the floor, and unfortunately it wasn't nearly as fun as you and Dad, your episodes of floor washing would have been. Yeah, so there was that episode. Then today, well, I had a wonderful morning at church, and I have some really cool music to show for it that I plan on posting. Had some really nice conversation with some friends that I hadn't seen for a long time afterward as well, during the coffee hour. So it was great to see old friends and chat with all of the people that I've come to know so well and enjoy some good company. Anyway, I decided today when I got home that I wanted to cook myself a nice Sunday dinner. Now, I don't do a whole lot of, quote, real cooking for myself, because honestly, I can't be bothered. I don't mind cooking if there's someone else to cook for, but if it's just me, eh. I will just generally grab something frozen and toss it in the oven, or, you know, have a sandwich and some raw veggies, or cottage cheese and yogurt and fruit, or whatever I happen to have. I generally don't do a whole lot of actual labor-intensive cooking. But today I decided that this was going to be different. It was cold out, I wanted a nice, good hot meal. So I decided to bake some drumsticks that had been marinated in barbecue sauce, and also cook some potato patties. And then I had a hankering, for some reason, for boiled carrots with just some butter and a bit of seasoning salt on them. So I decided to make those. Very simple, right? One would think, anyway. Well, you know, I made an interesting discovery today. Baby carrots can be very slippery. I was cutting them into rounds, and I have this synthetic cutting board that's actually a tad slippery in itself. Well, these damn carrots, didn't they keep sliding off my cutting board and onto the floor? Oh, God help me. So I was constantly hearing carrots go plop onto the floor because they'd fly off my cutting board, and I'd have to get down on my knees and look for stray carrots on the floor. Actually, it was extremely frustrating at first. Now I'm finding it kind of funny. Now that everything is all cooked and cleaned up and there is no more mess. But yeah, baby carrots are really slippery, who knew? The trouble was that several carrots fell down between my counter and my stove, because there's a gap there, but it's not a very big gap, so I couldn't get at them. I didn't have anything long and pokey that I could use to sort of chivvy them out. So I thought, oh no, I'm gonna have to ask someone at some point to help me move my stove so I can rescue these carrots. Anyhow, I boiled my carrots and all that turned out fine. The drumsticks took a little longer to bake than I thought they would, but they turned out to be just fine as well. You know, it's funny though how cooking for one person can actually generate a lot of dishes. But anyway, my neighbor, Loma, who's very nice, and I'm really glad that she's my direct neighbor, she knocked on my door to ask if I had any icing sugar she could possibly borrow, because she is baking peanut butter fudge, or wants to anyway. Now sadly, I did not happen to possess any icing sugar, but while she was here, I took the opportunity to ask her, you know, would you mind just doing me a favor and looking on my kitchen floor for stray carrots, because I told her what happened with the cutting board and the slipperiness of the carrots. And she did. She came in and she took a look around and she said, well, I do see some between your counter and your stove. I'm not sure how we're going to get those out, but she said, I have a long fly swatter. Let me see if that'll do the trick. And lo and behold, thank goodness, it actually did. So all the carrots got salvaged. Of course, the ones that had fallen needed to be thrown out. But at least I'm not going to have the risk of moldy carrots sitting there between my counter and my stove for God knows how long. But at least I had some really nice music to entertain me during my period of frustration today. My mom told me to listen to a certain radio station because Adele's latest album came out on Friday, and she said this one station's playing a lot of her songs. So I am a huge, inveterate Adele fan. You know, it's funny, when I first heard her voice, I didn't like it that much for some reason, but then she really grew on me. Boy, howdy, can that woman sing! She's also an amazing pianist and guitar player as well. And she was playing in Toronto last night. Oh, I really wish I could have gone there to see her, but tickets would have been outrageously expensive. She was playing in the first place where she made